1. What are the different types of pollution that can be commonly observed in society? Aside from water pollution, which I just mentioned, there are different types of pollution that are quite common, such as air pollution, land pollution, and noise pollution. 2. Which of these is the most harmful, and why? I would say it is definitely air pollution. As breathing is a vital part of our existence, we need to survive. Smog makes it hard to breathe. In the long term, it can cause heart disease, lung cancer, and stroke-related respiratory diseases. I also read some news in 2021 that air pollution contributed to nearly 9 million deaths globally. 3. What are the causes of pollution? From my perspective, there are many factors that contribute to pollution, like vehicle emissions, fuel oils and natural gas to heat homes, byproducts of manufacturing and power generation, particularly coal-fueled power plants, and fumes from chemical production, which are the primary sources of human-made air pollution. The main sources of pollution are household activities, factories, agriculture, and transport as well. 4. What are the biggest causes? I reckon that the biggest contributors to air pollution are industry sources and power plants to generate power, as well as fossil fuel motor vehicles. The continuous burning of fossil fuels releases air pollutants, emissions, and chemicals into the air and atmosphere. 5. Why has pollution become a much more serious concern these days than a couple of hundred years ago? Several centuries ago, the planet was a lot less populated. But now, the population has increased rapidly around the world. The world population is around 8 billion today. So we're creating more pollution than in the past. 6. How can the problem of pollution be stopped? It needs a joint effort. People from all around the world have to get together, and there are many simple ways to reduce pollution, like using public transport, turning off the light when not in use, reducing, reusing, and recycling as much as possible, and planting trees. 7. People say that we do not inherit the earth from our parents, but we borrow it from our children. Do you agree with this statement? Why and why not? This is a good statement. I strongly concur with it. Basically, if we carry on the way we're doing now, there's going to be no nature for our children. That is why we need to work together to come up with solutions and stop pollution. 8. What kind of technology has been developed to help restore the health of the environment? Honestly speaking, there are lots of great inventions that can help our Mother Earth, such as solar technology, low energy, eco-friendly light bulbs, electric cars and so on. 9. Which of these should be paid the most attention to for the betterment of the Earth? I think electric cars should be at top of the list. Because a major factor affecting the environment is air quality, which is significantly impacted by air pollution from so many vehicles on the road. Electric cars produce no carbon dioxide emissions when driving. As a result, it reduces air pollution considerably. It also gives us clean streets, making our towns and cities better places. 10. How can people be encouraged to recycle more and not just carelessly throw away papers and plastics? Generally speaking, there are many ways to urge people to recycle. Firstly, it can be through education, at schools, homes, or media. Children can learn to recycle at an early age. And once they've established the habit, they may recycle for the rest of their lives. Secondly, we should raise public awareness about recycling by showing people the consequences or forming a recycling club. Finally, the government should implement fines for those who do not recycle. 11. Why is pollution bad for the environment? Air pollution can damage crops and trees in a variety of ways. Can directly contaminate the surface of bodies of water and soil. This can kill crops or reduce their yield. It can kill young trees and other plants. Can create acid rain when they mix with water and oxygen in the atmosphere. It can lead to more deforestation, biodiversity loss, and exacerbated climate change. 12. How did pollution affect us? From my point of view, long-term health effects from air pollution include heart disease, lung cancer, and respiratory diseases. Air pollution can also cause long-term damage to people's nerves, brain, kidneys, liver, and other organs. Some scientists suspect air pollutants cause birth defects. 13. Is pollution a human factor? I believe that the main reasons for pollution are human activities such as burning fossil fuels, vehicle exhaust fumes, and emissions from agriculture and industry like factories, power plants, and even outdoor fires. The most common type of air pollution is caused by burning fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and natural gas, which create long-term effects when released into ecosystems. 14. Why should we stop pollution? Reducing pollutants in the air is important for human health and the environment. Poor air quality has harmful effects on human health, particularly the respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Pollutants can also damage plants and buildings, and smoke or haze can reduce visibility.